Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. And families braved the snow and cold temperatures Saturday evening to enjoy the annual Tidings and Tinsel Lighted Christmas Parade in downtown Bad Axe. The event put together by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce was held Saturday and featured a variety of family-oriented holiday activities, including a Christmas in the Village experience, a free movie at the Bad Axe Theater, and Hagel Real Estate and Team One Credit Union hosted free face painting, free popcorn, snacks, and hot chocolate. And what would a cold night out be without food trucks readily available to good, hot, fresh food? The parade began after a tree lighting ceremony making its way from Bad Axe Middle School down M53 and offered festive floats, treats, and award presentations for the most creative displays. The holiday spirit remained strong as the community gathered to celebrate the season, and the snow simply added to the atmosphere. And the warming stations definitely helped keep hearts and hands warm. Now preparations begin for the 2026 Bad Axe Tinsel and Tidings event, which is expected to be bigger and better than before. And during a Zoom preliminary examination hearing, Lapeer County Circuit Judge Laura Bernard approved the request of William Channer III's lawyer to have a forensic evaluation of competency and criminal responsibility examination done. On November 5th, Channer, 30, allegedly fatally shot Logan Welch while he was at work at Trims Unlimited in Elmont Township. Channer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder, being a habitual offender, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, using a firearm to commit a felony, and fleeing and eluding law enforcement. If found guilty of first-degree murder, the punishment is life in prison without parole. At the time of the Zoom hearing, Channer was in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds sustained in a shootout with deputies in Metamora Township following a high-speed chase after the incident at Trims Unlimited. Channer is guarded 24 hours a day by deputies as he recovers in McLaren-Lapeer Regional Hospital. When Channer is able to leave the hospital, he will be taken to the mental health facility in Ypsilanti for the competency examination. And when we come back after this McVeigh Insurance Agency sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Local service means people you can trust. Hi, this is Karen Krozak from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Let us give you a free quote on your insurance. We represent a multiple of companies and can save you money with multi-policy discounts, prepay discounts, and go green savings. Contact the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in New York, deals promoted as some of the best the holiday season are expected to keep people across the United States glued to their computers and smartphones today. Cyber Monday. It's no secret that buying things online is a staple of many people's everyday routines, and year after year, those purchases mount during the gift-giving holiday rush. Experts expect consumers to drive record Cyber Monday spending this year, even amid wider economic uncertainty. The firm predicts that buy now, pay later loans will reach a new $1 billion milestone, the vast majority involving purchases made on mobile devices. And in Indiana lawmakers in the House of Representatives are gathering today with a possibility of advancing redistricting legislation, increasing pressure on their Senate colleagues to get on board with redrawing the state's congressional map. After pressure from the White House and a spree of threats made against state senators, the state Senate reversed course and said lawmakers will gather early for the 2026 session to address redistricting after initially rebuking the Republican governor's special session order. The redistricting issue is sharply divided state Republicans, as some want to redraw the state's congressional district at the behest of President Donald Trump. And that's been your local, regional, and national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.